that would say that the names and places that are found in this book have been changed in order to protect the innocent. Sure, you've experienced that. I say that because my son, Zozayin Gesund, Rabbi Yehoshua Streicher, is not responsible for anything I say or do. And the fact that we share the same family name is just one of those things that happened. Zozayin Gesund is a source of nachas. And if afterwards, if you don't mind sharing with me whether he's showing up on time, all those kinds of things, and if you wish, what you can do, I have my briefcase here. You can just here slip a note. You don't have to sign it. All right, you just slip the note in here. The last time I spoke and I asked for that to happen, the briefcase became so heavy that it took three bachrim to help me carry it out. But regardless, I can tell you how much I appreciate and feel very privileged to have the opportunity of sharing a thought from the Medrash Rabbah that I have found over the years to be both so meaningful and so inspiring for this time of year. I don't have to tell you and remind you that we are literally a little bit less than 2 weeks away from Zman Matan Tova Seinu. And at least I, Shalom Streicher, always find myself struggling with how in the course of these days before Zman Matan Tova Seinu, how and what am I supposed to be doing to max out, to really get it right in terms of, first of all, the mindset, and second of all, in terms of the practical piece of feeling that I'm ready. I am ready for what is that day that defines us as Klal Yisrael. Since I was about 9 or 10 years old, my Zayde, Zichrono Livracha, would say to me, Shalomke, you know, if you stay up all night, the sky is going to open up. If you stay up the ganze Nacht, the whole night of Shavuos, in the middle of the night, you're going to hear and see things that you can't even imagine. He said it to me in Yiddish. If you wish, I'll be more than happy to speak to you in Yiddish. Looks like it's a group of Yiddish speakers here, without a doubt, you know. Well, at that age, I tried staying up. And what can I tell you at that age, you know, after kicking a ball around during the day, hitting a few home runs, you know, a few touchdowns, etc., I would inevitably, by the time Shavuos came, and it was the middle of the night, I was catching a few Z's. All right, I would fall asleep. Finally, when I became bar mitzvah, I was able to stay up, and I would go outside. Okay. the sky didn't open up. The heavens didn't open up. The Srafim, Vaifanim, and all the colorful flags and nothing. So I'm going to leave you with a question. The question is, what went wrong? What went wrong? What went wrong? I don't think anything went wrong, but we'll talk about it towards the end. So I want to share with you first a little introduction, and I want to thank my son for letting me know that if I asked him how long I should speak, he said 8 o'clock, 8:15 would be just fine. Okay? So, do I smell dinner in the oven? Anyway, don't worry, gentlemen. It's my warped sense of humor. We'll try to keep it within the time parameters. So first, a little introduction. What was going on at Zman Matan Torah Seinu in terms of Moshe Rabbeinu being Mekabel the Torah for Klal Yisrael and ultimately sharing that Kabbalah HaTorah? So there's a whole discussion in the Medrash, and it's very kedai between now and Shavuos and maybe Shavuos night. It's in the Medrash Rabbah of Ches. Very kedai to learn each and every word. So Moshe Rabbeinu, right, the pasuk tells us, "Umoshe Oga Elikim VaYikra Elav Hashem in Ahar Gemor Koisay Mar Gaves Yaakov V'Saged Gavnei Yisrael." It's a pasuk that I have no doubt you know. Moshe Rabbeinu ascends to Hashem, and Hashem called to him from the mountain, saying, "So shall you say to the house of Jacob and relate to the children of Yisrael." And the Medrash tells us there's a whole discussion. Moshe goes up, and the question becomes, exactly how did he take hold of the Torah? So there are three different opinions. Some say he just took it for free. Some say, another pshat, that no, it was an arrangement where he, in essence, paid for it. There was an acquisition. And the other pshat is that it was given as a matana, was given as a gift. And unfortunately, we don't have time to analyze this part of the Medrash. And my thrust and focus is going to be on the next part. But regardless, what we see from here is that Moshe Rabbeinu, as the recipient of the Torah, there's a difference of opinion, although ultimately the end result is the same. Got the Torah, whether or not he sort of demonstrated a koyach, right? That normally when a person goes to visit a place and he has in his mind that, whoa, in this place there are certain types of things, possessions, usually he goes for possessions that nobody's paying attention to and he grabs it. Here the Medrash says, not Moshe Rabbeinu. He knew that the Torah was something that the Malachim didn't want to let go of. And he showed his koyach by taking the Torah. By taking the Torah. Ultimately, Medrash says he got it b'matana. But it wasn't stamazoi a matana. What does it mean, a matana? This was a matana, yogato matzosatana, that he had to work really hard for. What was the word? For 40 days and nights, without food, without sleep, he put in the yagiyah to in essence demonstrate a worthiness to be Mekabel Torah. So now Moshe Rabbeinu has the Torah. And now comes the part of the Medrash that I want to share with you as follows. Ba'oisai Shah, at that time, Bikshu Malchei Hashoreis Givgoya B'Moshe. In Yiddish you would say, Zabim Gevaltim the Harganin. They wanted to waste him. They wanted to do him harm. But they wanted to do him harm. Now the reason is that the Malachim say, wait a minute. Wait a minute here. Who is taking this Torah? Bosa V'dam. Torah belongs up here with us. It belongs to us. This person, he's connected to what we call the physicality of the world, the physical world. All right? The Rabbeinu Shulayim responds, how? Asa boy HaKadosh Baruch Hu cholesterin shel ponov shel Moshe domer Avraham. The Rabbeinu Shulayim does a facial transplant in today's terms. He takes Moshe Rabbeinu's face and he makes Moshe Rabbeinu's face look like that of Avraham Avinu. So it goes on the Medrash. Amar lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to them, I atem is baishem emenu. Mizol zach shemen, you should be so embarrassed. Shame on you, Malachim. Aren't you embarrassed because of him? Lo zehu sheyaradetem etzlei v'achaltem b'soich beisai. Didn't you go down to earth, all right, and you visited Avraham Avinu and you ate in his house? Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, lo nitna l'cha Torah ela b'schus Avraham. You're only getting the Torah in the merit of Avraham Avinu. Continues the Medrash, Shenemar, Lokachta Matonos Ba'adam, says in the Pasuk, you took gifts of a man, Vein Adam Amor Khan El Avraham. Only talking here, says the Pasuk, the Medrash, we're talking here about none other than Avraham. Shenemar Ha'adam Ha'godo Ba'anokim. Avraham is the greatest man among the giants. Have a Moshe Ola El Ha'elikim. Moshe went up to the Rabbeinu Shalom. So we've got to stop and think about this Medrash. What in the world is going on? First of all, who's in charge? Who's in charge upstairs? Who's the man? So if he decides that Moshe Rabbeinu should get the Torah, be the one to be Mekabel the Torah, he doesn't have to say anything to anyone, to the Malachim. And if anything, all the Rabbeinu Shalom had to say is, hey, listen, Rabbi Isai, I hear you're upset. We've had this Torah up here. It's amongst us, our thing. Moshe, it's okay. It's okay for him to be Mekabel the Torah, to take the Torah. Why does the Rabbeinu Shalom have to resort to changing the face of Moshe to the face of Avraham Avinu? All the Rabbeinu Shalom would have had to have said to make the point is, listen, remember three of you paid a visit. And who'd you pay to visit Avraham Avinu, right? And he fed you, and he took care of you. So, hey, leave Moshe Rabbeinu alone. Why this whole thing of the facial transplant of Moshe Rabbeinu? And more than that, if we're talking about the giving of Torah, the acceptance of Torah, why do we have to bring up in the course of it that which Avraham Avinu did, the chesed of Avraham Avinu? So the issue is as follows, and why this whole thing. First of all, we learn something from this. Many things. One is, if you want to have impact, even on angels, we see from this, just saying something is not sufficient to shake somebody up. To, in essence, Rinshim said, aren't you ashamed of yourself? There's nothing more shocking than visually seeing what it is and who it is that was, in essence, the source of that which you received. By their seeing Avraham Avinu, the Malachim got the message loud and clear. Versus the Rabbanu Shalom say the Mefarshim on the Medrash really wanted to send a message of, should be embarrassed. What is the embarrassment? What is it that says Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael deserving of the Torah somewhere? You remember what state of physical reality was Avraham Avinu in at the time that the Malachim came to him? He was recovering from Bris Milah when Kechoim Hayon, it was a Sharab, a Chamsim, that even 2 weeks ago we didn't experience here in Eretz Yisrael. And the Malachim were complaining before then about Moshe. The Torah is kulei ruchnius. I don't like the word spiritual. It's ruchnius, it's kodosh. It belongs here amongst those of us who declare kodosh, kodosh, kodosh. Right? What are we doing giving it to somebody who physically is weak? What are we doing? Avraham Avinu demonstrated, number one, that the fact that someone might have physical limitations because of the reality that he finds himself in at a given moment, or perhaps throughout a person's life, the greatness of man is he has the capacity to go above and beyond whatever physical reality. And you want to see that in Moshe? You, Malachim, with all your ruchnius, what did you do? You wait. You wait. Avraham Avinu came, whether, you know, the Mefarshim say, did they really eat? Did they make as if they were eating? You ate. Not only did you eat, but if you remember, they ate basar v'chalav. Say the Mefarshim, that even a child in Tashbar comes home, his mother wants to make him a salami with cheese sandwich, would say to his mother, my Rebbe taught me yesterday, that you don't eat milchiks and fleishiks zusammen. Moshe Rabbeinu, yes, is a human being. But Moshe Rabbeinu, for the sake of Torah, spent the last 40 days and nights not eating, nishkeshlotten, He was able to rise above whatever physical limitations he might have as a human being. And because of this drive that man has, was able to rise above it. And be mekabel Torah. Malachim, you're great. You're unbelievable. The challenge, though, is that Malachim get a job. That's their job. Whatever it is. Right? Man, on the other hand, Klal Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, they're able, you need to think, you need to look, we need to look together at the psukim of what Avram Avinu did. All right, Vel HaBokar Rots. All right, if I remember, it was ganz good, sing mit mustard, tongue and mustard sandwiches. I mean, it was unbelievable. And he involved others in putting it together. The Malachim can't do that. They're gewaldig, they're kadosh. But the ability to be creative and to be innovative and to indeed take the mitzvahs Hashem and to do with it above and beyond what's written there is the greatness of man, and it's the reason why man, B'nai Yisrael, were given the privilege of receiving the Torah. Malachim don't have kashrus. Malachim don't have kibud ovein. Malachim don't have the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim that they have experienced like Klal Yisrael. And so therefore the Rebbeinu Shelayim said, leave Moshe Rabbeinu alone. Leave him alone. Because he is man. There's a beautiful story that is told of Reb Nosson Tzvi of Slobodka, that there was a Talmud in the yeshiva. It's hard to imagine this, all right? That he sort of had a problem getting up in the morning. I know that that's not a problem here. Das Vesach, it can't be here. No problem getting up in the morning. This Talmud, Nebuch, he had a problem. He had a problem. He had trouble getting up. So Reb Nosson Tzvi spoke to him once, spoke to him twice, called him over, spoke about it. So finally this Bacher sort of, I don't know if chutzpah is the right word, he sort of lost it. And he said to Reb Nosson Tzvi, in Yiddish, I guess, ich bin nicht der Malach. I'm not an angel. Said Reb Nosson Tzvi, you're right. You're greater than an angel. You're man. You think about what we have the capacity to do as people. Chas v'shalom, the worst of the worst. But the beauty of Klal Yisrael and hidden is we can do the best of the best above and beyond. And that's the avodah of every day of our life, but it's the avodah of these days before Shavuos. Everyone's a reinpacken, pack it in, get it in. Doesn't have to be 7 hours more, 5 minutes more, 10 minutes more. Whatever you need to do. And I close with two things. One is a story, not from the world of Tyra, but it's a Musar Haskel of Sir Edmund Hillary. Right. He was the first person to conquer Mount Everest. Mount Everest. He tried, and as we would say in Yiddish, his hot nish gegangen. I mean, you can imagine today they got oxygen, they got all kinds of fancy equipment, they have Nike sneakers, you know, whatever it takes, you know, insulated garments with foil, with vesvos, with pocket warmers. He didn't have any of that, didn't go. But regardless, they decided the Exploration Society, I forgot what the name of the society in Britain was that honored him. They made like, you know, good try. Want to make him feel good. Got up to speak. And behind him was a photograph blown up of Mount Everest, the peak. and what he said, as is reported. He banged on it. He banged on it, and he said, Mount Everest, I will conquer you because I am man. And when man decides to conquer, he will indeed conquer. We're not asked to climb Mount Everest, but we're asked every year and every day to stand at the foot of the tallest, most magnificent, although as the song goes, you know, that we teach children in kindergarten, you know, the humble little Har Sinai, right? Because of its humility. But it's the most magnificent mountain there is. It's the most difficult mountain because it demands of us to change. It demands of us to reach higher and higher. And no matter when we get there and we say, Lord, I finished, I'm ready, you know. No. There's another blot. And there's another sugyan. There's another pavish. And there's another rishon techadet and achrin and whatever it is. You just keep on climbing and climbing, and the air doesn't get thinner and thinner. The air gets fresher and fresher and more enlightening and more exhilarating and more exciting. That's the nature of Torah, and that was the message of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and the Medrash shares with us. There's a wonderful sefer, and with this I close. Small Sefer Svartim Lochem. And those who have it, Skedai, every day of Sfiras HaOmer, you learn a little bit about what Chesed, Shebe Chesed, each one of the things that we say. And with it, it's related. They bring for today, that's for tonight and tomorrow. Okay, it brings from Kinyan HaTorah where we're holding in the count of Kinyan HaTorah. So for tonight, the Kinyan HaTorah, Noisei Ba'ol Im Chaveira. The beauty of this climb up the mountain is that you don't have to do it alone. Now, you're not taking what's called a Sherpa, one of those fellas that are no more than 5 foot tall, that know how to get up and down the mountain. You don't take a Sherpa with you, but you need a chaver. Sarich shiyargish es hazulas kemoi shemargish es atzma. A person has to feel about his chaver, the other person, like he feels about himself. Uvazeh, who mishtayeh el haklal Yisrael. Through this, he makes a connect through your mate, through your companion, through your chavrusa. This is how you connect to all klal Yisrael. Shalahem nitna Torah. The Torah was given to ganz klal Yisrael. V'chein b'limud ha-chabura tzorich shekol echad yargish b'matzav shalchadeh. And when you're learning bechabura, right, together, right, that a person should feel, all right, that which is the feeling, the matzah of the status of his chaver. V'yo kishecha b'leiv echad. You have to be like an ishechad with b'leiv echad. L'tachas limad ha-Torah g'doysha. The end goal is for limad ha-Torah. V'yisablu kol echad midoysav shel chaveiro kadei shiyeh sholem v'achdus b'chabura. You know, sometimes you don't always have in the chabura your chaver that is so easy to get along with. You got to learn to be lisbol, sablanut, big sablanut, gets up in the morning, he ain't in the mood. He ain't in the mood, whatever it is. All right, he can't wait for his coffee, and lo and behold, the coffee jar is empty, whatever it is, and he's not there yet. All right, whatever it is, you have to learn to be lispo. You have to have savlanut. Right, because the end goal is limud haTorah, and he concludes gam tzorech lidoig shechaveiro yovin v'yisale b'limudai. You have to worry that your chaver will understand and be elevated b'limudo in his learning. Kemo shirot, so that's just like you want for yourself. I want a shteig. I want to know pshat in that tesis. I want to be able to go over the Shaka Vitarya and core as core will be. V'yechaved savoras chaveiro kesvaras atzmai uvazeh yikne Torah. You want to know how a person is kind of Torah? All right? Nobody's asking us, as Moshe Rabbeinu had to do 40 days and 40 nights, wasn't controlled by the clock, 7:15 is dinner time, all right? Didn't look at his watch, didn't this, that. He went above and beyond as a human being. Nobody's asking that of us. But what we are asked to do is to find within ourselves those hargoshos, those feelings, that those gaguyim, those incredible expressions of I want. And even if they're not exactly 100%, right, so you know, Rishma, but the Rabbeinu Shalom fills in the gaps. You just gotta not only want, you gotta demonstrate a desire to grow. And it doesn't happen if you keep the Gemara closed, or the Chumash, or the Navi, and the Sefer Halacha. It happens because you say, I'm bigger than a Malach. I know I can do this. I just have to take it and run with it. And Amir Tzah Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you Gevaldige Brocha V'Hatzlocha in everything that you do, and in particular, in your steiging and growing in Torah. So I thank you so much for this opportunity, and enjoy dinner.
I think it died.